Welcome to Start What's Next with Shelby, where we explore making small changes that matter, understanding what's important to you, and embracing creativity in shaping your life. My name is Shelby, and I'm here to help by sharing practical tips and inspiring stories. Join us on this journey as we discover how even tiny steps can lead to big transformations, making life better one change at a time. Be sure to subscribe, follow, and tune in every other week to discover the next micro step towards your personal transformation. Let's do this together. Welcome back, friends. Okay, we've hit a milestone. We have officially recorded 10 episodes of this podcast. Now, truth be told, I thought we would be one and done, and here we are at 10 and still going. So as the first 10 have gone out, I've gotten a lot of feedback from my listeners, from my friends, and my biggest supporters. There have been several questions that have come up, and I thought I would take a few minutes and answer just a few before we continue on this podcasting journey. First and foremost, and the most asked question is, am I enjoying podcasting now? Okay. I was all kinds of prepared to tell you, nope, I'm done. Great experiment. High five. I'm out. The reality is that I actually love this form of communication. I have grown so much personally, professionally, and have been able to provide even better tools to those that I serve by having this podcast experience. So I have to say, I'm a believer. Now, again, just remember, it's been a few short months since I started this adventure. And that first day, I was talking about hard things, and it was hard. But the key word has been consistency. Showing up, speaking my truth, finding information I want to share, and then listening to feedback has made all of the difference in this journey for me. Another commonly asked question as people have been listening to the podcast is, Shelby, what exactly is a board-certified health and wellness coach? So I wanted to just dive a little deeper into this question because most people don't know that health coaches can be board-certified. So the National Board Certification Credential represents the profession's highest standards. This governing agency, the NBHWC, has collaborated with the National Board of Medical Examiners to provide a robust certification examination that represents training, education, and assessment standards to allow for the profession to advance in all aspects of health care and wellness. Now, I can tell you the board exam was probably one of the hardest things that I've ever done. It was many months of rigorous studying. It was doing a lot of coaching practicum. And it wasn't just like something that was for the faint-hearted. There's a lot of bad information about health coaching because coaches in general are not necessarily regulated. And honestly, anyone can call themselves a coach. So when I was asked the question is, Shelby, you know, what does it mean to you or how do you adhere to these standards? I wanted to go back to what the partnership credential piece looked like. And this is how it was described. Health coaches partner with clients seeking self-directed, lasting changes aligned with their values, which promote health and wellness and thereby enhance well-being. Health coaching involves three key steps. One, exploring and building self-awareness. Two, taking action steps. And three, monitoring and evaluating results. Now, I want to kind of break this down a little bit because the most important part of this kind of definition is partner with clients seeking self-directed. So I'm never going to tell you what to do. I kind of look at myself as a guide on the side, an encourager, a super cheerleader. I'm never going to prescribe a diet. That's what dietitians do. Same thing with supplements. I'm not going to tell you that you need to exercise or how to exercise, but I will challenge you to find ways to move. Unfortunately, my profession gets a lot of rap because people connect with coaches who are not in their lane as far as what coaching actually is, where they're being told that they have to move a certain way, they have to take certain supplements, they have to drink certain things or follow certain diets. An actual health coach is not going to be telling you anything. They're going to come alongside of you and help discover for yourself what the next best steps are. The other thing I don't do is I don't treat trauma. Often in sessions, trauma does come up. And when those situations happen, it's my responsibility to help you find a mental health professional that can come alongside you and help you work through those traumas. So I'm not a counselor. I'm not a dietitian. I'm not a personal trainer. Those are all things that are out of my lane. However, I will be the one to help identify your values, help prioritize what's important to you, and help you create long-lasting change through the micro steps that you plan out for yourself and that often that I talk about on this podcast. The next question that comes up frequently is, in episode one, I was sharing with you how I started podcasting, and I said that this was inspired by one of my clients. And the question has come up multiple times. Well, how is my client doing with his podcast? Well, let me share, my friends. He is doing amazing. He is in the place of self-exploration and finding out what elements of podcasting works well for him and what areas he still needs support. I'm very fortunate to be in a studio where I have support for him as well as myself as he's learning the different programs, technology, ways of doing podcasts. I think that's the part that's blown my mind the most is I didn't realize there was like singular podcasts like what I do, but there's also panel podcasting, there's co-hosting situations, you can do podcasting every day, once a week, once a month, every other week. I mean, it is endless how podcasting to look. But I'm happy to report my client is still in it to win it. He is super excited about what's happening now and what's going to happen in his future. So I am glad to report that he is still inspired. And because of him, I'm still inspired. And together we are inspired. The next question that has come up from several of my listeners is, where are we heading? Well, you're still going to get lots of mindful moments. You're going to get nuggets and winks and all the things that I have already been doing. I'm also going to be bringing on some guests. I've got some amazing community partners that I would love to share with you. Know other amazing humans who are writing books and creating different creative projects in the community that I would love for you to know about. So we'll be bringing those on as guests in the future. I also am looking to create a program where anyone who is wanting to find their voice can use podcasting as an avenue to do so. So working on some workshops and some different things that as those roll out, I will be definitely sharing those in the future as well. I kind of laugh at the next most asked question, which is, how is the farm going? Okay, truth time. Reality is it's been a very interesting spring. I have already grown and killed many of my starts. It's not going as I had envisioned. However, it's always a learning process. So looking at my schedule for the rest of spring and into summer, I've actually made the decision to take some time and minimize the farm. I'm still going to farm, but not at the extent that I was. And I am going to do more exploration with companion planting and sun placement and not put so much pressure on myself about the outcome, more so than really getting excited about the journey and the process. So we'll keep this one in the doing hard things category. And finally, many have asked, are my dreams and visions for this podcast coming true? I did not have any set outcome or benchmark for this podcast. All I can share is I'm so grateful to you, each of my supporters, to my listeners, to those that are sending me out to others. Without you, I wouldn't have the encouragement to keep going. I wouldn't have the desire to keep going. And I definitely probably would have hung up my cap long ago. So from the bottom of my heart, I thank you so much for being my fans, my listeners, and for just continuing to check in and see what is going on. If you have further questions about what I'm doing, what I'm about, or how I am showing up, I invite you to go to our collective page. And on the collective page, I do have a link where you can ask me anything, and I will gather those up for another Q&A. Or if it's something that is needing to be answered in a timely fashion, I will definitely be responding to you then. So until the next episode, I wish you a wonderful day, and I hope that you two are doing hard things and following your dreams. Hey there, friend. Thanks for tuning in to today's podcast adventure. Instead of just soaking up all that information I've shared today, let's take a moment to dive in. First things first, hit that subscribe button below so you never miss out on this goodness. Then take that next step and hop on over to www.startwhatsnext.com. Join our collective right there on the front page. It's free and packed with awesome resources to complement each of our podcast episodes. Whether you're looking to take a pause in your day, get inspired to what to make for dinner, or need a sprinkle of some positivity, that's the place. These two steps are your ticket to an epic journey. Let's do this together.